Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Story here from ABC News. General Hospital star Anthony Geary has died. He was 78 years old. You may not know the name.
Oh, yes, you do.
You'll know the name Luke and Laura. He was Luke.
He was Luke from Luke and Laura.
Mm-hmm. I remember this would have been in the late 70s.
Oh, he had a glorious
spiral hair.
Perm.
That the Luke and Laura wedding on General Hospital was a big deal.
It was huge.
Big deal. The soap opera star, who also went by Tony, is known for playing Luke Spencer on the hit ABC daytime drama. Fans remember Geary's Luke for being quirky, impulsive, brash, and sassy, which made him one of daytime TV's most iconic characters. He was on General Hospital from 1978 to 2015.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So his entire career, he's Luke.
His entire professional career,
yeah. Luke and Laura.
He had some small roles early on in his career in All in the Family. What else was he in? He was also on The Bold and the Beautiful before he ended up getting the gig over at General Hospital. He was on the Mod Squad,
Look
the Partridge Family.
Didn't more people watch that wedding than, like, you know, that year? It was like one of the, it's not up there with JR being shot, but it was a television event.
It was. I remember.
And I was not a General Hospital person. I was a Young and the Restless person.
Luke and Laura's iconic wedding from the soap opera General Hospital aired on November 16th and 17th, 1981, becoming the highest rated hour in daytime TV history with 30 million viewers.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It was a two-episode wedding? Is that necessary? Wow. Aww. So, anyway, he has passed. Anthony Geary.
Would you want your entire career to be known for one thing? It's better to be known than not known, I suppose, if you're an actor.
Kind of is.
But one thing. I mean, you know, it's sort of like even Julia Louis-Dreyfus left Seinfeld and went on and had a huge smash career with Veep.
Mm-hmm.
His entire career, for the most part.
You mean specifically in Hollywood? Because you branch out of Hollywood and everybody's career is about one thing, typically.
I mean, your career, other than...
That's why I said she means as an actor. Or
yeah,
actress,
in Hollywood,
getting typecast
are a handful of people that play one role, and then that's it. You know them for one thing, and let me give you an example: Gilligan.
Mm-hmm. Bob Denver
did that one thing, bring home the bacon.
Bob Denver.
That was his name.
Oh, that's John Denver. I was like, what? I'm leaving.
No, don't. On a jet Not necessary.
Plane. Don't know when I'll be back again.
That's John Denver.
Got it.
Bob Denver was Gilligan.
Name the other actor you can think of that is one thing and that's it. That after that, they never did anything else.
Everybody on that show.
Yeah.
Mr.
Which
and Mrs.
Didn't
Howell.
Run very long.
Only three seasons. Gilligan's Island only ran for three seasons. You know what?
Felt like 20.
Well, that's because it was always in syndication when we were kids on like Channel 62 here in town.
Yeah.
Name one other super iconic show. Super iconic. That only aired for three seasons.
Love Boat?
No.
Oh, is it Star Trek?
It is.
That's crazy.
Star Trek only aired for three seasons and then went on to become a huge movie.
That's another example, even though William Shatner did other work. Didn't he do Legal, something Legal, Boston Legal?
Not only that, he was also...
he really, his whole career is still known for being...
Captain Kirk.
Captain Kirk.
Who was he in the 80s? He was a cop with... was it Heather Locklear was also in that show?
See, you don't remember. You don't remember. That's my point.
The Fonz.
Oh, Henry Winkler.
No,
well,
that's not fair. He was in Night Shift.
Yeah, later in life, Sam, he had a resurgence.
Yes.
And he still gets called?
The Fonz.
That's true.
Certainly Lou Ferrigno, even though Lou Ferrigno was on King and Queens. But he was on King of Queens as Lou Ferrigno.
Right.
Really, anybody that got a main character position on a long-running show, NCIS, specifically the crime shows, NCIS, Law & Order, they
Larry
just
Hagman.
Forever are
Did
going
Larry
to
Hagman
be.
Do anything else?
Yes, he was in I Dream of Jeannie and Dallas.
He was in I Dream of Jeannie first.
Correct.
Then he was JR, mm-hmm. And then after JR, he was just JR his whole life.
Here's one, Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker.
Oh, yeah. Name something else he did.
He was in a movie called The Thin...
Can't name it.
Red Line.
Put him on the list. If you can't name it, put him on the list.
He ran for Prairie Village City Council.
That's right. By the way, I don't know. And I think it was Shawnee City Council, if I'm not mistaken.
Wherever.
Somewhere
I just
right
see the
down
signs
here.
And it makes
so
me laugh.
Every time I would drive. I mean, you want to talk about a missed opportunity to use your name. You're running for the Shawnee City Council or whatever right. The hell it was. And you're literally named after one of the most... After, I don't know if you were named after Mark Hamill, but you share the same name as Luke Skywalker's actor.
I'll bring the Force.
Yes.
Shawnee City Council.
The Force is with
Mark
us.
Hamill.
Mark Hamill for Shawnee City mm-hmm. Council.
Mm-hmm. We also had the guy run named Weed. Remember in Mission Hills or Prairie Village, some guy ran named Weed. Vote for Weed.
Well, there was that one.
What kind of weed, man?
I don't remember, Dana, if it was during the 2020 election, but they remember that guy on Mission Road who had put a sign out in his front yard and it just said, I'm not running for anything. I just wanted my own sign. I'm a blank hole.
I love it. I'd vote for that guy.
I'm not running for any. Yes, William Shatner, TJ Hooker was the name of the show.
TJ Hooker.
Thank you. Thank
and
you,
a lot
Dexter.
Of the somebody brought up the Avengers, like for example, Robert Downey Jr. had a number of smash parts throughout his career, right? Things that he became known for.
Do you think he's Iron Man?
You know what a lot of people my age and younger think of Robert Downey Jr. as? Iron Man and just Iron
Have
Man.
Have you not ever seen the Make-A-Wish story, you guys? A kid, all he wanted was to meet Iron Man. And Robert Downey Jr., it might not have been Make-A-Wish, but it was something like that.
Tell me he was nice about it.
Robert Downey Jr. says, absolutely, buddy.
Good.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to do the meet and greet. And he comes over to the family and he bends down. The kid's like 4 years old. The kid just bursts into tears because he doesn't realize that Robert Downey Jr. is like he wanted to meet Iron Man.
You just did.
No. The kid bursts into tears, you guys. Hilarity. It is hilarious. I think RDJ even posted it and said, not exactly what the kid was hoping for his birthday. I tried to make a dream come true. Ended up making him cry. Who are you, weirdo?
But to bring eras into it would even make it more interesting, right?
Like when I think of Robert Downey Jr., because I never got into the Avengers series.
I didn't either.
I think of his role in Weird Science.
Oh, no, 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 no. My God.
See, and I was a fan of Robert Downey Jr. for years before I even knew he was
You need to
Weird
watch
Science.
The Judge. It's outstanding.
The
look at the Friends cast. So Joey had a very short-lived stint on Joey.
Ran a season and a half.
Jennifer Aniston has done Newsroom and has done all right, has been in movies and stuff.
But no, she's huge.
But you're thinking of Morning Show.
Morning Show.
She was also in Bad Bosses 1 and 2.
But Courtney Cox, not really. Not really.
Bruce Springsteen videos.
Phoebe, not really.
Mm-mm.
And Ross, not really.
He was in Band of Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
The miniseries as a captain that everybody hated.
It was good. He was good in that. Oh, I watched that on your recommendation.
That's a great series.
Oh, he's outstanding.
That is a great series.
And another one, if you bring the generations into it, Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah.
I
so for
Johnny
younger
Depp
kids.
Is one person.
He's the
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Swashbuckling Jack Sparrow.
See, when I think of Johnny Depp, I think of Edward Scissorhands.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, isn't that funny? Well, that's like that day we had. Which actress did we have on? Wasn't Terry Garr. Who was it several months ago? Helen Hunt, who said she can tell when somebody comes up what era of her career. Because
based on what movie they remember.
She is in all of the big films. She was in Twister, of course. Mm-hmm. But then Wilson with Tom Hanks.
Oh,
Castaway.
Castaway.
Thank you, Sam.
It's kind of like watching you guys struggle with that one.
And As Good as It Gets. And she says, I can tell when I'm at one, because she came to Comic-Con. She's like, I can tell when I'm signing stuff when people come up, which super fan they're going to be. And she's had such a long career. It's always from a different era.
Yeah, Johnny Depp, 21 Jump Street, the TV series.
Oh, yeah. He
back in the early 90s, early 90s. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Steve III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Story here out of Sydney, Australia, where two gunmen opened fire during a Hanukkah celebration on Sydney's Bondi Beach, killing 15 people, including a child, in what Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called an act of anti-Semitic terrorism that struck the heart of the nation. The massacre at one of Australia's most popular beaches followed a wave of anti-Semitic attacks that have roiled the country over the past year, although the authorities did not suggest those and the shooting on Sunday were connected. It was the deadliest shooting in almost three decades in a country that now has rather strict gun control laws. They say that the suspects are a 50-year-old man and his 24-year-old son. Now, there was a hero in all of this.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. A young man whose name I don't see in this story right away, but I'll try to find it, who ran over and confronted the son, the 24-year-old, snatched his rifle away from him, okay, pointed the rifle at the 24-year-old.
Yeah.
Okay. But then it's believed was concerned that when authorities rolled up, they would think he was one of the gunmen, so he put the rifle down or threw it away, right? The 24-year-old son, the shooter, runs over to where his dad is, grabs another gun and shoots the Good Samaritan in the shoulder and in the leg.
Who underwent surgery today for those gunshot wounds. The bystander has been named as fruit shop owner Ahmed Al Ahmed, who tackled and disarmed one of the gunmen on Sunday. And that gun, you know, I only say this because it's so long. It is a long, long weapon, and it makes you think when you watch this video, would I have had the guts to do what this man did?
I don't think I would. I'd like to think I would do it, but I just don't know. I don't know. He's a hero. There's no doubt about 43 that.
43 years old, praised for his bravery around the globe after the video circulated showing him tackling one of the shooters to the ground.
The dad apparently owned, and in Australia, they had a mass shooting about 30 years ago. I'm going off memory here, and it so traumatized the nation that they started passing rather stringent anti-gun laws. They had a huge nationwide gun buyback program, which got a lot of the guns off of the streets. Apparently, the dad in this story, the coward dad, I think they reported he owned six guns, which is in Australia is unheard of. You can't amass, I think it's even illegal to have that many guns. I mean, the whole weekend was just filled with
awful,
just terrible stories. I mean, the Reiners, the shooting up at Brown University in Providence, you had 15 killed, including a child in Sydney, Australia. We'll get to this story here in just a minute. The terror attack, would-be terror attack
that was thwarted
in Southern California. I mean, it was just like, the near collision over the Caribbean between the JetBlue plane and the Air Force refueling jet. It's just like, my God.
So they're saying because of his heroism, he saved so many lives. And Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese told national broadcaster ABC that the country has witnessed the worst of humanity, but quote, we also saw an example of the best in humanity in Ahmed Al Ahmed, who he praised for saving lives. Now listen to this. He saw the victims, he saw the blood, women and children lying on the street, and then acted. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying, as he paid tribute to Ahmed, We saw the action of a brave man. It turns out a Muslim brave man. Mm-hmm. And I salute him that stopped one of these terrorists from killing innocent Jews. GoFundMe campaign has raised more than $1 million, which I hate even talking about that because this is not about money. But if anyone deserves all of their things to be taken care of, it is that man.
Yep. We'll get to the Southern California story here in just a moment. Sarah Zaface has been stripped of her title as Miss Finland following a racially charged social media post, which she shared weeks after representing the country at the 2025 Miss Universe pageant. On Thursday of last week, the Miss Finland organization released a statement disclosing the disciplinary action that was being taken against Zaface. The announcement, which was shared on the pageant's Instagram page, followed a number of other official posts regarding a widely circulated photo of the beauty queen making a racist gesture. What's a racist gesture?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
Quoting here, the title of Miss Finland held by Sarah Zaface has been revoked as of today. The decision is not about a person's human worth, but about responsibility. When an individual carries a national and international representative role, actions and responsibility are inseparable. She's out.
It was a caption to a tweet that she wrote in a language that I can't read.
That would be Finnish.
That roughly translates to
something
eating
you
with
can't
a
say.
Chinese person. But I'm assuming has more nefarious meaning in Finnish.
Okay. Somebody says, Scott, you keep leaving out the fact that the father was killed. I must confess I didn't see that part.
Yes, the dad was killed.
The dad was killed?
Yes.
Good. CBS News, thousands of Spotify users are reporting difficulty accessing the music streaming service, with some customers saying that their playlist had disappeared. Not cool and easy. Reports of problems with Spotify spiked this morning, with about 35,000 people telling Down Detector that they were experiencing difficulties accessing their music. You take away Cool and Easy and you've taken away a national treasure.
How many songs are in the Cool and Easy playlist?
I would say roughly 150 to 200.
Where all of the songs are cool, but not all of the songs are easy.
That is correct.
Don't forget the Dana and Parks Rejoin Music playlist.
Sam, I'll tell you this. I made fun of Cool and Easy, and then one day we were cleaning up the loft before we moved.
For anybody who doesn't know, Cool and Easy is a playlist
exactly
I put
what
together
you think it is.
Several years ago.
It's an old man dork playlist.
100% old man dork.
Will Starrett would love of Cool and Easy.
They're mostly jams.
He would like the easy ones.
But I'm going to I'm gonna tell you this. I made fun of you, and then we put that playlist on one day while we were like jamming and cleaning in the kitchen.
Yeah,
like, he went deep in the vault for some of those 80s tracks. I'm like, I'm here for Cool and Easy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here.
Mm-hmm. There's some good songs in there. And they're all hits, just not necessarily huge hits. There's one in there with the guy's name is Dean Estes. And the song is called Heaven Help Me. And I got into that when I was a disc jockey at a little radio station in Lawrence in college, because George Michael is the background singer on that song. And it's a great song. How it didn't become a hit, I have no idea. No idea. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. Oh, you be quiet in there. Hey, Kansas City, man, you guys stepped up to the plate and you knocked it out of the park. We have already passed our original goal of 1,000 Coats for Kids with the Coats for Kids 2025 campaign. We still have 5 days left, so we're going to keep it going, and we're going to see if we can double our original goal and maybe, just maybe, get 2,000 coats for children here in Kansas City. January cold weather is right around the corner, you know that, and there are going to be kids at bus stops in the Kansas City area that, for whatever reason, no fault of their own, they don't have a coat. So let's see if we can't double the original goal of 1,000 and get 2,000. If you can help us out, just go to our website, kmbz.com, and click on the Coats for Kids icon. That'll take you to a safe and secure website where you can make your donation or text in, it's one word, KMBZ Coats. KMBZ Coats to 44321. Interesting question on the KMBZ Facebook page today. I don't need to tell anybody the game yesterday did not go very well. Patrick Mahomes is out for the season. The Chiefs are no longer even in the running for the playoffs. And the question on KMBZ's Facebook page, do you think that the season finale against Denver at Arrowhead on Christmas Day will be Travis Kelce's last? Tickets, by the way, according to KMBZ's Facebook page,
are $5.
$30. $30.
I was joking when I said five. It's not that far off. And I guessed yesterday they'd be 30.
Yesterday there were tickets available for 14.
I do. I think wow. It's his last year. I do. He's getting ready to start the most exciting chapter of his life.
Getting,
and that is the chapter of marriage at some point, you know, welcoming children into this world. And I think as sad as it is to have the door shut on a brilliant career this way, it doesn't make much sense to come back at his age. You know, you've won 3 Super Bowls.
I have to be honest, and I love him.
I've been to 5.
I'm not trying to disparage him when I say this, but dude, it looks like you're running in slow motion. Please retire.
Wow.
Oh.
That was mean, Sam.
He has done nothing but fantastic things for our organization for 12 years, 13 years. I don't even know how long time. Again, I'm not trying to take away from his Hall of Fame career. He will be in the Hall of Fame. He will be in the Chiefs Ring of Honor.
No, without
question.
We
heard nonstop during the offseason about how he was in the best shape of his life and how he was going to be faster and stronger and quicker than ever. And we didn't see it.
I think, you know, I think we are lucky to have witnessed the history that we witnessed in this town. And we should remember that. It's unprecedented, the ride that that team gave us and could still
potentially
give us moving forward. He, by the way, went down today, Mahomes did, to Dallas for a second opinion on like the league's number one premier ACL guy. Yeah, the number one ACL guy, who I think was Rashee Rice's ACL guy. So he's down in Dallas. Andy Reid at his news conference today said that's normal procedure.
Yeah.
And
boy, that looked like it hurt yesterday, didn't it?
Did you see him walking through the tunnel with the towel over his head? He's got a man on his left and a man on his right helping him through that tunnel. Mm-hmm. And then there was this sad video. All these little kids are lined up, you know, kind of on that rope line as they're coming in. And these little boys are just looking up at him. And you can't, you know, he had a towel over his head. His head was hung low. I thought, oh my gosh, that just makes me so sad.
Excruciating pain.
Sad, sad way. Yeah. And the minute that play happened, Scott, did you not know it? I thought this is what we all worried about. That for a game that likely we weren't going to win, that likely we're kicked out anyway, we're likely not going to the playoffs anyway, and now the worst thing has happened.
In real time, I didn't think it looked that rough. Then when they slowed it down, I had to avert my eyes.
Oh, I saw it immediately. When you see the back of that leg twitch, that's when you know.
Well, it went in a direction it's not supposed to go.
Not even that. Hyperextending is one thing. It's that when you see the hamstring twitch like that, you know something just tore. Because the hamstring is not supposed to tear when it's fully extended or twitch when it's fully extended like that.
Game tonight is the 7-6 Pittsburgh Steelers against the Miami Dolphins, who are 6-7.
Go 6-7 Pittsburgh.
6-7. A stray comet from another star, or is it, swings past Earth this week in one last hurrah before racing back toward interstellar space.
Mm-hmm.
Discovered over the summer, the comet known as 3I Atlas, mm-hmm. or is it 31 Atlas or 3I?
3I.
3I, yeah.
Yeah. Third interstellar.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Will pass within 167 million miles of our planet on Friday. When the aliens are expected to visit Saturday morning. That's the closest it gets on its grand tour of the solar system.
You know, comets all the time just speed up and slow down and it's wild.
I thought you said stars comets and you were going to talk about something in Hollywood and then you started talking about NASA
things. I said stray comet.
Whatever.
Stray comet. or is it?
Oh, yeah. By the way, can we go back to the Chiefs game for half a second yesterday?
Yeah, please.
Thank you, Textline, for reminding me. Number 23 on the defense, I think his last name was Jefferson. How do you let two hits on Rashee Rice like that go?
Did you see the fracas?
Objectively,
no, I missed this part. I must have been up for the restroom.
The two hits were complete.
It was Jefferson, right?
Hits.
It was Jefferson, right?
Scott, based on the rule book.
Rice got hit so bad. I rewound it and I go, oh my God, come in and look at this.
Got knocked into next week.
He got knocked in halfway into the middle of next week, is what my dad used to say. I mean, it was just, is he even going to get up? It was so bad, but it was legal. It was clean, but it was just violent.
Is this a stay down moment?
And then right after that.
He does it again.
The same guy does it again. And who was it that jumped up and then the fracas started?
No, he hit Rice twice.
Right.
Both times it was pretty clean. And then he hits Thornton direct helmet to helmet. You could hear it on the broadcast.
He got ejected, Scott. Ejected.
And, Kelsey, Mahomes, everybody was in on that brawl getting in this guy's face. Rightfully so. They were literally playing as if they were trying to hurt players.
Did you happen to catch the Chris Jones post-game news conference?
No, I love him.
So he's in the press room, and a reporter is asking about the game, and he's answering. I don't remember what his answer was. I don't even remember what the question was initially, and it must have been something about the season's over now after this game or whatever. And Chris Jones just looked at the reporter. He goes, "Are we we're out? Like we're not going to the playoffs?" And the reporter goes, "You're not going to the playoffs." And Chris Jones was like, huh. Okay. And he didn't, I'm not saying he's misinformed or ill-informed. Do they not know going into the game what's on the line?
I don't think they focus on that. It's play to play. It's execution to execution. You go out and you be the best that you can be right now.
No doubt about that. But you have to know going in, if we don't win this game, we're playing for nothing for the rest of the season, right?
Yeah, I don't think they focus on that.
Huh. Okay. Anyway, the space alien transport vehicle will be swinging by Earth on Friday night.
Good.
Yep.
And NASA's open to keep an eye on it, so unless the government wants to shut
it
down.
Yeah, it does say here that NASA continues to aim its space telescopes at the visiting ice ball.
Allegedly.
Estimated to be between 1,400 feet and 3.5 miles in size.
Know that? How do you know that?
They don't. That's why they had said 1,400 feet or 3.5 miles. That's a big window.
Yeah, they're not even close. But it's fading as it exits, so now's the time for backyard astronomers to catch it in the night sky with their personal telescopes. The comet will come much closer to Jupiter in March, zipping within 33 million miles. Mm-hmm. And it won't reach interstellar space until the mid-2030s.
Woo!
Who has to do the math on this?
Well, they're just
mathy people.
They're looking at how long it's going to be hurled around the sun in the sun's orbit.
You don't know what you're talking about, Sam.
You're right. I don't know anything.
Pipe down in there, Stephen Hawking.
And Dana, the Roomba maker, iRobot, has filed for bankruptcy protection.
Oh, you know why? You know why? I'm going to tell you right now. The Roomba is a victim of its own success. It's like a handful of products you can think of.
Like the Roomba.
Once you buy it, you don't ever go back and buy it.
Until it gets lost.
Unless it gets lost under your couch, never to be seen again.
Where is your Roomba now? You don't even know.
No, I don't know.
It's probably the same place your George Brett jersey is.
Think about the other one. The George Foreman is another one, you guys.
Yeah.
There's a handful of the Instapot. Remember the Instapot went bankrupt and you're like, oh my God, they sold 9 billion of those. Well, once you buy one, you don't go back and buy another one.
It gets even worse.
Why?
Oh, they sold the Roomba rights to a Chinese company. So now anybody that has a automated vacuum can now be spied on.
Oh, no way.
Yep. Those things have microphones on them.
Yeah, they do.
Do they really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
So
the other day when I
had a Roomba,
we got a new little TV, which explained this to me, by the
way. They're watching you.
We got a new little TV, Sam, for the kitchen. Teeny tiny. I wanted a teeny tiny. So when I'm in there doing dishes, I got the football game on, whatever. Mm-hmm. It is more expensive to buy a small TV, smaller than like a laptop screen, than any 95-inch monstrosity you can find anywhere.
Hold your answer on that. We're late for break.
Why?
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, Sam, what is the answer on why the tiny little TV in the kitchen is more expensive than the big...
dumbest thing I ever seen in my
40-inch
life.
40-inch TV out in the living room.
The simple answer is they're not. What size TV are you looking for?
I got a little teeny tiny guy, and it was like $140.
That's I'm looking cheaper at a 24-inch flat screen LED smart TV for $49.
No. You got to go smaller. I wanted like 12-inch. This is tiny undermount under the kitchen thing.
That would be because it's a specialty item and that is product scarcity.
Every woman in America needs that specialty item for the kitchen counter when you're in there doing kitchen things.
Are only women capable of doing kitchen
things? No, I'm just saying, I do dish duty.
I made
when
meatloaf
I'm there,
over the weekend.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Look at you making meatloaf.
You can't do dishes without watching something on a TV?
I like having noise on in the background. Whether it's golf, football, I just like having something on in the background. Anyway. Huh.
I did. You've got a screen addiction.
I did dishes this morning.
Did you?
Yes. Men can work in a kitchen.
I know.
You have a 4-inch screen in your pocket that could do the same thing.
I know, but it's not the same. I like turning that thing on. And you know what else you can do with that? Watch Taylor Swift videos. Yep, call them right up on YouTube on my little tiny TV.
That sounds exciting.
Did you hear that we cannot perfect self-driving, so we're going to try and perfect flying? Flying cars have taken off. The world's first airborne automobile is in production. Its price tag is soaring.
Did you see how much they want for it?
How much?
$300,000.
Are you saying it's sky high?
Out.
Get out.
Okay, that right thing looks so cool. You guys, it looks like Tron. It looks like Tron meets Kit Knight Rider.
It looks like the Batmobile.
Yeah, it does. We're not there yet. They are 100% electric. What happens when the battery goes out and you're 30 feet up in the air?
You fall 30 feet.
It's not the fall that kills you.
If you get tired of flying, the Model A can also land and be driven on the road like something out of a James Bond movie.
And how are they going to regulate the skies?
They will trial it rigorously in real-world settings before it enters mass production, Scott.
With our current battery technology, our electric vehicles are almost too heavy for our asphalt roadways. How are we supposed to expect these things to fly?
The problem is with the flying car right now, we have power lines still. You have things in the way of the flying car.
Planes navigate them just fine.
We have flying cars.
I don't think the flying car can go that high, Sam.
What's the point?
Well, in the photo here, it's hovering.
But we already have flying cars. They're called helicopters. Wait. And Cessnas.
In the photo, it's hovering?
Yeah.
Photos don't move.
No, in the photo, it's like, I don't know. It looks like it's 30 feet off the ground. You know what I mean.
No, we really don't.
While hovering automobiles are not exactly new, the Model A is considered the first true flying car, as it can perform both vertical liftoff and flight, sans wings. How does something fly without wings? No.
It doesn't. And again, with the battery technology we have today, you literally have to buy special tires just to be able to drive around on asphalt. Ain't gonna happen.
It has a 110-mile flight range. That could get me to Lawrence.
And back.
You're only hovering in one spot.
They already have received 3,500 pre-orders. 3,500 pre-orders.
Okay. We got to run. Bonus hour is coming up next. Birthdays today. Don Johnson is 76, and Dave Clark from the Dave Clark 5 is 86. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.